This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. We are in Kalim. Gimel Hey. Today we're doing Gimel Hey and Gimel Vav. Ga and Goy. You'll be happy to learn that today they are short Mishnayos. Short Mishnayos, not extremely difficult, but there's always what to learn. Yesterday was Gimel and Dal. Okay, so Gimel and Dal. That was a little bit. So in Gimel, we learned like this. If you have a jug, I don't know, I used to call chavas a barrel, but they showed the picture of it. It doesn't look like a barrel. Looks like a jug.
Not what we call a barrel.
Okay. Yeah, well, we think of like a barrel, like, you know, going down Niagara Falls in the barrel.
Right.
So.
And dying.
Oh, no, they used to survive, those guys. But anyways, not for now. So we have a jug, yeah? They got a hole, and it filled up the hole with Zephas. Ahai. And then it broke. And that little piece where the Zephas is, that was the plug, can hold a revius, tamei from the din of gistera. It was not bottle of shame kli. Even though it was tahira, when they got the hole, it was still a kli. Okay, that's an important distinction we're going to be making today. That you could be tahira, but still be a kli. Masha einkein, whereas in the seifa, where you have a piece of cheres, it was a shard. And it was still mekabosoma, because it was a gistera, it could hold a revius. Then it got a hole. At that point, when you're a shard that gets a hole, you're done. Ice kli. And even if you fix it, you make it, you plug it, tahar. Why? Baltashim kli. I don't 100% understand it, but there seems to be some rule that holes, yeah, or matir, yes, but it depends. Sometimes, is that, it's done for life, it's finished, gone, garnished, geendik, depends. It was baltashim kli minay or not. The first case was not baltashim kli, it was still a kli. Mashiach in the seifa was showing bottle shame kli. Okay. So at the end of the day, they look the same. They're both a little shard with a plugged hole. One's tar, one's tummy. Fascinating. Fascinating. Fine. Chavis, Dalid, they got cracked up, cracker barrel, to follow the golem, and you sealed it with dung, okay? You sealed it with dung to prevent it from falling apart. Oh. So no one's saying, when it was Nisraya, when it was cracked up, already it was tired at that point. Okay? So Zok the Mishnah, so now you shield it with dung. Okay? Avalpi, you take the dung, and then the cheres would fall apart. It's tame. Because it was never bottled the shame kli. So, like this. It sounds like at one point it was cracked. When it was cracked up, it was tired already. Okay? But then when you sealed it, you preserved its tumma status. You brought back its tumma status. Even, yeah? Yeah. Fine. Weiter. Shabbatal klim kli. However, on the other hand, if it broke and you put it back together again, you put Humpty Dumpty back together, or you brought stam pieces of cheresim elsewhere, and then you sealed it, and now it's actually stronger than the previous case. Now if you take away the dung, it would still be okay. Tahira, because already bottle shim kli. Once it's bottle, it's bottle. So we see from here, again, the same concept. In the Reisha, it was Tahira, but it was still a Kli. If it's still a Kli, it's still a Kli, it can make a comeback. But once it's Batal Shem Kli Minei, it can't ishmachan a comeback. It can't make a comeback. Until you put it back into the Kivshan, you put it back, and you put it back in the Kiln, and you remake it, then there's what to talk about. It's Batal Minei Shem Kli. Once it's Batal Minei Shem Kli, it can't come back. But grace of Chidushim. Okay, last case. This is also fascinating. You have took a bunch of shards together to make a kli cheres. Now, one of those shards was a gistro that was mekabel toma because it was able to hold a revius. So we know that one's mekabel toma, the rest are not. But here's the chiddush. The rest of them are din yad and the metome be maga, even though kli cheres doesn't really have maga, but it's maga in the toich. Here it has maga. We said maybe every Kli Charis really does have Maga, just irrelevant, because Maga is only in the Teich, and when you go in the Teich, you're automatically in the Avir, you already have Tumas Avir, so it never really comes into play. But those states, Ukenegdoi mitame bi'avir. Keneged that shard, that Machsik Revius, there's Tumas Avir, because that one has a Din Kli. And as the Kli Charis says, mitame bi'avir, mitame nu mistamen bi'aviron. Mishnah, hey. Ready, Mr. T? Ha-toifel kli cheres ha-bohi. One who puts a layer of...
undamaged earthenware.
It's on them. What did he put on it? He put chveis, whatever, chveis was. What? He coated it.
Call it a coat.
Oh, yeah, he coated it. Okay. Not he put on a wool coat. He coated it. He coated a kli cheres that was healthy. I mean, he was intact. He could have coated it with dung, with pitch, with tar, whatever you want, vustavils, yeah? So now what? So let's take this. So I've had a klicheres mekabeltam, why not? But the chiddush is, what are they mitame? They say that the coating is a chelik of the kli, and therefore the kli becomes tame. From the inside, the tefela oichet is tame. And when time oichet mashkim, it becomes a chaylik from the kli. This tefillah, this coating, is helping that the kli should not break easily, or get scratched easily, or nicked up easily. Therefore, since it's adding a protective layer to the kli, it's a chaylik from the kli. Ha-toifel es-habori tohoir ves-haru atomei chomseim. What do the chomseim say? Since you don't need the covering, it's not necessary, it's not a chelik of it. Therefore, if the kli becomes tamei, the tefillah is tahar. It's not even a yad for the kli, it has no need, it's just extra protection. Even though it protects the kli that it shouldn't break, it's not needed. It's not necessary. It's not really functioning as a necessity for the kli. But if the kli was shaky, tamei, then it needs it. Then it needs it. That's a chelik of it. And the kli becomes tamei, the coating becomes tamei. Oh. So here we have a major machlokes between Yehuda Meir and Shimon and the Chachamim, when you have a coating which is not absolutely necessary, but adds a certain level of extra protection, is that considered a chelik of the kli? Oh. Oh. Fine. Weiter. V'chein b'chiduk ha-keruya. What's chiduk ha-keruya? It is a round piece made out of wood or iron that they put around a hollowed-out gourd that's used to draw water from the well, that it should not get damaged so easily. A protective ring, a little buffer. Oh, so chiduk, what's chiduk? Chiduk is the same notion of chiduk, it's attached. It's dirut, sometimes it's the notion of deichik, pushes the kli. Chiduk, chiduk. Kiruya is the gourd. So this is the same machlokes. Because on the one hand, it's not really necessary. But Yehuda and Shimon say it's mekabeltam. Even though it doesn't need it. And the Chum say it's tahar. What was the case? Not talking about Kli Cheres here. So it's not, we're not doing Tumas Teich. So Elmai just done. The gourd got tame from Tumas Mago. They say the gourd has a Kabbalah's Tumah from Din Kli Eitz, because it comes under the ground as a Din of Eitz. I did not know that. You hear that? This gourd has a Din of a Kli Eitz? Really? Yeah, it says, yeah, because it came out of the ground, the Din of Kli Eitz. That's a fascinating thing. I did not know that. Okay. Maybe so. Seems like a Chiddush to me. I don't see any wood here. Mishnah Vav. Shtok the Mishnah. Yablis. What's this Yablis? A type of grass. She toifelin ba es ha pitosin. that you coat the pitas. Pitas, some sort of large jug. It's mentioned in Mishnah Rosh Hashanah.
A large earthenware container.
I think it could be a pitam or a pitas. Okay, so you have, what are you covering it with? A type of grass? But this, the purpose of this is that the liquid should not schwitz out. Shouldn't seep out. I think that's a better word. Shouldn't seep out. Hanugeyabo tamei. The abel is considered a chilek of the pitas and becomes tamei with the pitas. It prevents water from seeping out, liquid from seeping out. Therefore, according to everybody, it's considered a chilek of the pitas. And then when the pitas becomes tamei, this becomes tamei. Okay, good. Meguvas chovis, the cover of the barrel. Now we know barrel covers, if they're klicheres, they're not mekabel tumah. We learned about that. The kisu kelim, remember those? So this is a stopper, but it doesn't have a toich. It doesn't have a container, right? So klicheres pasha, it's not mekabel tumah. So the state in Mishnah, it's not considered attached to the barrel. Meaning to say, they're talking about a case, you put it on top of the barrel, on top of the jug, yeah, and you covered it, you sealed it with plaster, with clay. Did you say clay? Okay. Even though you sealed it with clay, it's not considered attached. And therefore, when the barrel becomes, the clay becomes tameh, the magufa does not become tameh. We would have thought it's a chilek of the actual barrel. Or even a yad of it. The chiddush of our Mishnah is it's not.
We have to realize that when they use the word barrel, it's not the barrel that we think.
Yes,
of.
Correct. I don't really use the word barrel. I say jug. Because I think of barrel. I think of the guys going down Niagara Falls. I think of the big wineries and the big.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
Yeah.
It's always a jug.
So Meguvas Chavis is not a chibur. Okay. Hanugeya bitipuloi shaltanur tome. The ovens used to be sealed with a layer of clay or something similar for insulation, etc. This is needed to insulate it. It's considered part of it. Therefore, if the oven would then become tome, what conditions the oven become tome? You have to fulfill certain conditions. I'm sure we'll come up later in the Masechta. But if it does, then the coating is also tome. That is it for today, everybody. So we had a short share today. Aren't you happy about that?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.